Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Is B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan. We are also live on the Monumental Sports Network. He is Lynnell Willingham. I am Denton Day. The fellas are out there en route back stateside, coming from Spain. So they'll be back tomorrow, fighting off some jet lag, I'm sure. I'm excited to hear about their trip. A lot of people went to Spain. It looked very nice.
Yeah, people are crazy.
Did I miss how expensive tickets were to Spain? Because, like, a lot of people went to Spain.
This is what you call, I bought the tickets as soon as they were announced back in the summer when I thought the team would be good.
That checks out.
That's what that's called.
That checks out. We are opening phone lines, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Who are you pointing the finger at for yesterday's loss, the sixth in a row for the Commanders? Let's start with our guy Drew on line one. Drew, what's up, man?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. The anger 3 games ago was pretty heavy. I would say at this point I'm more continue to lose and get us the best draft pick possible for either us to trade out of, because we've got our franchise quarterback, and get draft capital. But my anger for yesterday's game was more toward Adam Peters than really anybody else. And it's just a frustration of the lack of focus on trying to put as many good and talented players around Jaden while we have him on a rookie contract. Because we only get this chance once before Jaden becomes one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league, if not the highest. And the fact that you look at our running back room and our wide receiver room, and frankly our defense in general, and you went with those pieces to start the season is what I'm frustrated with. Obviously injuries are injuries, and at this point we're playing with guys that are coming off the street or coming off the practice squad, so that's why the frustration is down. But you know, the wide receiver room was a joke. I mean, we probably have one of the worst wide receiver groups in the NFL, and yet we have one of the best young quarterbacks in the NFL. And you look at a guy like Caleb Williams or Bo Nix, who are having success, but they also have a lot of really, really good talented guys around them. And you see what Adam went with this year with wide receivers, especially, is just frustrating. You can't be too mad at Coach Quinn at this point. I mean, he's got no one to play. We already lost another guy yesterday, so just keep losing, and let's get the best draft pick that we can possibly get. Thanks for taking my
Drew,
call.
Appreciate it, Drew.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the 2024 draft class as a whole. I mean, Jaden by far has the worst supporting cast. I mean, not even comparable to anybody else's. So, yeah, that is something that has got to be top of the mind coming up in the offseason. I also feel like, you know, just the plan, you know, and I guess this is what the last caller was referring to. When you watch them lose 6 in a row, and I know we're dealing with the injury situation, but it just makes you question the overall plan for this year. And I keep using the analogy of, like, insurance. You knew that Deebo Samuel is a guy that struggles to play 17 games. You knew Noah Brown was a guy that struggled to play 17 games. You should have quality insurance behind those guys. Blue Cross Blue Shield, Kaiser Permanente. You ended up with Aetna and Medicaid at wide receiver in terms of insurance. It's not very good. It's god-awful.
Not great. No, they did it to themselves. Because you're right. You have the, for a group that focuses on analytics, the big analytic is, there should be availability, and you have two wide receivers that have not been readily available, and then your one that was readily available did not practice.
And it's a big picture conversation, too, because I can't help but watch, you know, Keenan Allen with the Chargers make plays. I can't help but watch Josh Sweat, you know, record his 10th sack this past weekend for the Arizona Cardinals. Like, their lack of aggression in trying to go out and acquire marquee talent, and I thought at the end of season presser last year, their big motto is just, we're just trying to put the best players on the team as possible. We're just trying to field the best roster possible. I don't think you are.
If you are, you are not doing a very good job of it. I am going to, if we go through this offseason, this upcoming offseason, for the third year in a row, going the mercenary route. We are just signing a bunch of dudes that are kind of washed to one-year deals, hoping that you'll be able to get something out of them. I'm going to get kicked off the air for violating the FCC too many times. Like, it's going to drive me absolutely up a wall. It was a bad idea to do it this offseason. The first offseason made sense. You were new here. You're trying to establish something, and you didn't have a – you had slim pickings. But in this offseason this past year, where people wanted to play, remember we got all those notifications, all these reports, hey, everybody wants to play in Washington, to still take that route was – embarrassing. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Who are you pointing the finger at for yesterday's loss? Rick is in Northeast. Rick, what's going on?
Hey, man, good. I'm not pointing the blame, but I could point the blame at the general management, where they messed up, where they handled Terry McLaurin. They let him hold out too long. That's how he got the injury, and they didn't sign back the play key players that they needed to sign back. They had depth at wide receiver. They let them all walk. They let Denami Brown go. Zacchaeus. I mean, you had quality depth at the wide receiver positions, and they didn't draft enough depth at those positions as well. So, and then we had a lot of injuries. So I'm not really too bad on the season. I mean, you know, we just need to look to the future, build up on the drafts, and sign some key free agencies. And let Sam Hartman get in since the season is basically over.
Okay. Let's be, come on, Rick.
We appreciate the call.
Talk about just blowing your credibility as a caller? I don't need to
see Sam Hartman.
What are we doing here?
If you want to see him in like a modeling ad.
He just got his first deal.
Like Gap.
He literally just signed his first deal. I don't know who
it's
with.
Maybe a nice Zara picture at Tyson's. Yeah, we can do something. That's what I want to see. I don't want to see Sam Hartman on the football field.
I honestly would love to know what it's like to be so handsome that you have a job on an NFL roster.
You're super handsome, and you're clearly a great friend.
Jaden must literally love you.
I mean, you are like the best friend that a guy could ask for. There was one thing that I wanted to point out in his call that I would like to end. Like, stop. Dunzo. Deami Brown is not playing well in Jacksonville. That's a win for the Adam Peters group, all right? Like, he is not playing well. The guy has 19 catches.
I don't know if I'm calling it a win.
I'm calling that a win. I didn't need Deami Brown on this roster. You saw what you saw from him in the postseason, which was awesome. But we had a lot more data points.
My thing is about how
good he was or was not, which was more of the was not situation.
My thing is, it didn't cost you anything to bring him back. He signed a $9.5 million guaranteed contract. It's not like he broke the bank and got 15. You know,
we don't know if he was asking them for that money or if he just went to Jacksonville for that money because no one gave him the money that he wanted. And he'd already burned the bridge here. Because remember, like, Dante Fowler did that too. Remember, the Twitter fingers were very active.
There were other things. Like, Deami was a really good blocker last year when he was here. Last year was the best year of his career for more reasons than the receiver production, in my opinion. I just thought a guy that had this label of being kind of soft showed some toughness.
I'm okay with him not being on the roster.
The Zacchaeus one really blows me because he signed for $4 million.
Zacchaeus was the conversation I'd be willing to have.
And he seemed like he was a part of the culture.
I would have brought back Oz. My boy Oz. I would have brought back Oz. Why did Cliff not take a note to Adam Peters and say, bring back Oz? He did the I want Connolly at 29 bit from draft day. Can we get like a free agency day where he goes and says, I want Oz? I would have gladly taken Zacchaeus. Mark is in Burke. Mark, what's going on?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
What's up, Mark?
Hey guys, good morning. Just sort of recovering from that debacle yesterday. My blame pie is going to sort of reflect what I think is complimentary football, man. Complimentary doesn't mean good necessarily. It can mean just everything sort of at the same level. And I thought all levels were equally useless. 30% of my blame pie though will go to Matt Gay. He's been terrible all year. I don't know how he holds his head up in the locker room doing the job that he's doing and you know, basically stealing money from the team.
I think we have some sound from Matt Gay, too. I would love to let you all hear because he was brilliant in the locker room.
Yeah, we'll play that coming up here.
well, yeah, he stinks. He's useless as pockets on underwear. So I'd love to see him just get sacrificed.
That's a good bit.
Because
why do you need pockets on your drawers? I totally get it.
Then another 30% for me is going to go to coaching. I don't know how many opportunities we have to have in the red zone in order to score. Also, it was all fun and games last year when we were going for it on fourth down all the time and getting it. But this time we just need points. Like, we just need something. Yeah. Now, granted, your kicker's miserable, so that probably factors in. But we were in the red zone a bunch of times and came away with zip. So something's got to happen. I get that we have injuries, but there has to be a way to score. And then 40%, I'm just going to put on kind of the rest of the roster. After we scored, we stopped playing. It was weird. We had the first lead we've had in 5 weeks, which is almost impossible to believe, over Miami. And we just folded. Like, it was almost as though all the motivation went to Miami. We had none. And we just sort of got pinned back, and it was miserable. I mean, it was really awful to watch. But all in all, we had more chances to win that game than J.P. Finley has jobs. We should have won that game. I don't think there's another winning game on this our schedule, except maybe the Giants. But I don't know, man. That was pathetic.
Tracy would run for 150 yards.
Could you imagine the potential of, like, a Josh Johnson versus Jameis Winston in that final game with the Giants, if things are just, like, super sideways?
Seriously.
That doesn't get you sliced up?
No.
No?
No, it doesn't. No.
That could get you there.
Did you think DQ called a good game yesterday?
Defensively, yes. He still blows timeouts way too frequently.
We act like they don't matter.
Yeah. Like, it really would have been nice to have one of those in the late stages of the game. I honestly thought they should have let Achane score with 2:29 to play.
Yeah.
And they didn't. We'll get into that coming up later, because the whole way that 2 minutes or that 3 minutes was called was something that I very much disagreed with in a lot of different ways.
On both sides.
So we'll get into that. I thought Dan Quinn was fine. He was the least of my issues with the stuff yesterday. It's not even like I had a bunch of big issues yesterday.
I didn't either.
It was the most boring game.
Yeah. I would have rather them gotten blown out, to be honest.
Like, nobody sucked. Nobody had, like, I mean, the Mikey Sainer still muff thing was bad, but you still had a chance to win, and then your kicker.
Can I be honest?
Screwed it up.
Part of my blame pie goes to Bobby Wagner for just being unable to move. There are so many runs that hit to the perimeter and to the outside because he can't scrape over the top. He's picking the wrong gap. I said it earlier in the show. It frustrates me because, like, this is a gold jacket guy that they're playing far too often, and he looks bad. So maybe blame pie to the coaches for not playing Jordan McGee more. Like Ken Norton, love you, brother. You got a hell of a strut. Play Jordan McGee. I don't, for the life of me, understand it.
I don't either. I need to see more Jordan McGee. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Who are you blaming for yesterday's loss? Steve is in Arlington. Steve, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Good, Steve.
Hey, I got a couple things. Just trying to think outside the box, okay? So one of them is conditioning. I don't care what anyone says. The overall feeling of this team is the conditioning and the preparation and regarding that just seems like it's fallen off. I mean, I point back to the Cowboys years ago, right, when they were strong is when they had the conditioning coach. And the one thing that seems like it's similar is we've had the same conditioning and coach for the last 15 years, I think, 15 or 16 years. Going along with that, I would say practice. Now, I'm an old guy, right, but I remember I think 40 years ago, 45 years ago even, John Riggins would be the only guy that would have off Mondays and Tuesdays or Tuesdays and Wednesdays because he couldn't even walk right after the games over the weekend. And I don't know in the context of other teams, but you know, the fact that they don't start practice really until some level Wednesdays or Thursdays, all of the things I think that you guys are bringing up and everybody brings up is repetitions and preparation leads to confidence, right? I don't see a lot of that in the end game. I don't see – the end game has been atrocious. I wonder what school of coaching they have all gone to. I mean, I've never coached football, but I've played it, and I'm a coach for basketball and baseball and stuff like that. And it just seems like we're ill-prepared. And I'll point out one other thing, and I know I've hit on a bunch of things here, but I just want to give you guys some stuff that I'm thinking about. So Jaden Daniels, his injury, all right? I see his injury and I go, yep, it's a fluke injury. But at his level, putting his arm out, his left arm out, when he's getting spun tackled like that, to me is just something I would expect to see in high school, right? I mean, and so part of that is preparation.
I mean, come on.
We appreciate it. You're getting off the beaten path.
You can't blame the kid for putting his arm down. He didn't want to get his head slapped against the turf. But there is something that Jamie Erdahl mentioned during the broadcast that I do want to get to. She gave an update on the status of Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin, and the word was optimistic is how the team feels. Jaden's running, Jaden's throwing, so we may see him sooner rather than later. And I know that's been a big topic.
If the team is optimistic, that could have been the reason why the NFL made a decision 15 minutes ago that drastically impacts the Commanders. We'll share that with you when we get back. We'll continue to take some of your phone calls at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. It's B. Mitch and Finley with Denton Day and Linnell Willingham sitting in for the fellows. We are presented by Chenega Miles on a Misery Monday, a 2025 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.